Support for Tech News Briefing comes from Optum. For those who won't rest until the world is healthier, neither will Optum. At Optum, they're tackling the biggest challenges in healthcare by providing innovative, data-driven solutions that help improve outcomes for patients, providers, and everything in between. Optum, how well gets done. Learn more at Optum.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Google parent Alphabet posted surging profits this week. Google is not making this as big a deal as you might think, and rather keeping their ad success in particular a secret. Heard on the Streets, Dan Gallagher joins us with why. But first, these tech headlines. Amazon is ready to start offering in-car deliveries. For starters, it will roll out the service with GM and Volvo, but will customers allow strangers to access their personal spaces? The new delivery option is part of the Amazon Key program launched last year, in which the company's delivery drivers drop off packages inside homes. That system, which includes a smart lock for the door and a security camera, currently costs about $220. The car service is free for Amazon Prime members who own certain newer GM and Volvo models. Could Europe's new privacy rules favor Google and Facebook? On May 25th, the EU will begin enforcing new rules, which require companies to obtain affirmative consent to use European residents' personal data. But as the change has sent shudders through the digital advertising sector, the Google and Facebook response has been to pressure publishers to seek consent on behalf of dozens of ad tech firms. Publishers are pushing back. The Journal has more on how big tech companies gain while smaller online ad firms are squeezed under the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation. Read more about the GDPR at WSJ.com. And in the epic ZDT battle, U.S. suppliers are becoming collateral damage. American companies that supply chips, antennas, and other gear to ZDT are bracing for a sizable revenue loss after the U.S. said they no longer would be able to sell components to the Chinese telecom giant. Several ZDT vendors watched their stock prices stumble in recent days after the Commerce Department put in place a 7-year ban. Industry giant Qualcomm is among the U.S. companies affected. Coming up, Google has another successful quarter, but they're kind of keeping their success a secret. Straight ahead, a look at how strong advertising growth shines fresh light on a very controversial ad business. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Google parent Alphabet has posted surging profits. There have been no shortage of advertisers swarming to the tech giant. But does the current global debate about internet privacy threaten to affect its main revenue source? Net profit jumped 73% to $9.4 billion in the first quarter. Advertising revenue, which accounts for nearly all of the company's top line, soared 24% to $26.6 billion. That would account for the good news. Now let's get to the not-so-good news. Joining us now for a change in New York is the Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher with more. Hi, Dan.
How's it going?
Good. Good to see you in person. So let's talk Google. The good news is that Google still makes insane amounts of money. First quarter results reported late Monday by Alphabet certainly indicate that. What do we make of Google from Alphabet's latest report?
Well, they're, it was an interesting time for them because they're the first ones to report since all this stuff with Facebook has really been in the news over the past few months. And Google has a much bigger business doing what Facebook does that is so controversial. It's online advertising. They make money by us, essentially selling advertising services with these free internet services, similar to Facebook, and they are much bigger at it. So the report showed a couple things. One is that with all the kind of worry now about that we've seen publicly about what these services have on us, privacy related, Google's making tons of money. People haven't really curbed their use of the things that generate revenue for Google. So that stayed really strong. So that was a good sign for the company. But also, if you had the mindset of, okay, regulation is coming to this industry, we don't know what form it's going to take, how it's going to affect how these businesses operate, the numbers put kind of a big new light on that to make people realize there's a lot of money in this business, profits are really good, and maybe it's time for government to step in and start maybe oversight more. And that's the fear, I think, that's over them right now.
Sometimes good news has interesting timing like that. Yes. So I have to ask, we all see this regulation wave coming to the whole scene, obviously. Those talks seem a lot more real, though, lately. Is it closer than we think? What are you hearing?
Well, you hear all kinds of things. Right. The problem with regulations is you need, you know, lawmakers to coalesce enough to vote on something, to agree on something. And things in Washington are so dysfunctional right now and have been for a while. My view after Mark Zuckerberg spent all that time before Congress a few weeks ago was that after looking at that and following the questioning and the 2 days of testimony, I actually thought it was maybe a bit less likely that there would be some form of onerous regulation because there didn't seem to be a lot of agreement in the room as far as what should be done. There's still a lot of partisan divide and everything else. So I think for investors, the concern is you don't really know what to expect and how it's going to impact. You do have the European Union has put new rules out. Consensus among people who have been following Google is that it's manageable. You know, it's going to have some costs involved. But the advantage of being Google and Facebook is that they're so enormous and their services are kind of so wired into so many lives that they will probably do fine with a lot of these new rules.
Mm-hmm.
But because you don't know what kind of things you're what kind of forms these new rules will take and how you can model them against the businesses currently, it's this big unknown still hanging over them. And I think it'll hang over them probably for most of the year.
Mm-hmm. Two of the big keywords in these conversations are always Google and Facebook. And specifically, Google has a lot more of our data. But thus far, it escaped, you know, that all-consuming public scrutiny that Facebook is going through. Is it only a matter of time, though? Can Google expect to see more backlash? Is it bracing itself?
Well, they've already seen some. You know, there's been concern about how advertising is placed against YouTube videos that can be,
sure,
that can be
that's
controversial
true.
And everything. So they haven't had a Cambridge Analytica, like a huge public scandal that's really kind of just rocked the company the way that did for Facebook. They have a lot of data. It's with Google, I don't think it's quite as attached to our personal profiles as maybe it is with Facebook. Because with Facebook, it's you're really there under your name doing stuff, and it's kind of this closed system. But it, you know, Google has a lot. They wouldn't paint it. The company doesn't paint it quite as much. But obviously, they're cognizant of the risks as well. But yeah, they essentially, if there's going to be new regulations on internet targeted internet advertising and what data can be used to do that, it's not going to escape the biggest company in the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything that's going to hurt Facebook in that way is probably going to hurt Google. Like I said, we don't really know what's going to come, so it's really hard to say, well, this will be manageable, this will be expensive. You know, chances are these two companies are going to manage. They're going to have strong businesses regardless. They'll probably most certainly have more costs involved going forward. They'll emerge from it. There is this fair question about what will happen to smaller companies that maybe don't have the scale these companies have to
right.
go with that.
Right. You mentioned costs, and that's another one of Google's big challenges here. Again, spending. It's been doing a lot of that, according to its latest report. It spends a lot to stay the biggest player in the game. Can it keep that up, this surge of spending?
They can, for certain. I mean, they generate a ton of cash. They, the spending this quarter was elevated by a few one-time things like that $2.4 billion purchase of that building in Chelsea here. But even if you X that out, it was pretty big. What we've seen with what Amazon has proved, I think, is that, and other companies, is that investors will be pretty forgiving of spending when it's going to further your competitive advantage. So I don't think that alone so much concerns investors. What I think the overriding concern right now with Google is what does this business look like, you know, post regulation, or could there be more scandals to drop? Could there be something like Cambridge for that Facebook was that could come out for Google? We don't really know. So, and that's been damaging for Facebook stock for sure this year. It's kind of the unknowns that's more, you know, Google spending a lot is a known quantity. They've done that for a very long time.
Right.
So I think that is more of a, that is not so much a concern because that's kind of established in their playbook.
Right. It's all about timing, and you know, we're certainly living in interesting times.
For sure.
Dan Gallagher, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
For more tech coverage from Heard on the Streets, Dan Gallagher, head to WSJ.com/heard. That's it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.